So go ahead now and close your eyes. And take some deep breaths. Place your hands in Gassho. And focus your attention on the space between your palms. And breathe. Holy fire, Reiki, all the symbols that you're attuned to and all of the frequencies, even be out beyond what you think you perceive, is awakening in your hands and flowing through your palm chakras now. The light of Chokurei, Seheki, Honcha Zeshonen, Daikomyo, Holy Fire, is present between your palms. Now place your hands comfortably on your body and give yourself Reiki. And breathe. And bring your attention to you now. Even though you may take this out into the world for others, right now is about you. And breathe. The brilliant light of Reiki is here, filling the room. It's revealed to you. And the light of Reiki fills your breath, flowing into your body, filling your body with the light and the life force energy, and awakening the life force within you. And you begin to remember its presence now, your life force, here in this place is your physical body, your mental body, your emotional body, your ego, your personality. Your soul, your spirit, the archangels are standing at the corners of the land, and on every side, and they're shining their light into the light. And as you breathe in their light, it fills the air that fills your body. Their divine light awakens your divine light, and your divine light is revealed to you now. With every breath you take, your own divine light and your life force becomes more visible to you and present for you. The light of the earth is rising up through you. The divine presence of creation manifest as physical reality. And so the light of the earth rises through you and fills the air that you breathe. And the light of the earth within you is revealed to you. The light of the earth within you is revealed in you. And the light of the earth revealed to you is revealed through you. The light from the heart of God fills the light in your heart and fills the air that you breathe. And the divine presence awakens within you and is revealed to you. And yet you can notice that sometimes your light is hidden from you because of the ways and worries of the world. Sometimes life events can cause you to be hidden from your own true self, your authentic self. The wholeness and the brilliance and the beauty and the magnificence that you are calls to you. Remember. Remember me, I'm right here. I'm who you are at the core of your being. The power of love is what you are made of. Divine mind is your mind. The divine heart is your heart light shining through you as you. The spark of creation, self-aware in your life, in this moment, in this time. So you breathe in all this light and you remember that everything is made of this light. Everything on this earth is divine life force, creation. And there is a source of that creation. And you remember now that that source is and always is in every breath and every moment of this life. Your soul's history and your spirit, that source is who you are. Because you became self-aware from that source. And your spirit concentrated into life force energy, into your body. In the moment of your first breath, you remembered who you are. And your spirit infused your body fully empowered to thrive. Be the magnificence of creation that you are. And so you come here now to remember. There's a beautiful bridge of light in front of you. And you've been on this bridge before, realizing that this bridge can take you to all kinds of spiritual locations. Invite it to cross into the third heaven, the fourth heaven, the fifth heaven, the sixth heaven, and on and on. Today we invite it to cross into your spirit, your highest consciousness. And in this consciousness, reflecting on your daily life. Today, your question, what is your next step? What are your priorities? What are your intentions? What are your actions? Solutions? Ah, so many things to wonder about. And so here in the place of your personality, your ego, your physical body, this consciousness, your ordinary consciousness today with your questions about your day, your emotional body, your mental body. And you step onto the bridge of light. And you know that you're going to cross over into the highest version of yourself. And so you step through the color red, the place of your physical being, and cross over this bridge, and you can hear the voices of the angels that are inside you, your own song inside you. And you cross through the yellow, the color of orange, that sweet color of orange, the sweetness of life, and into the yellow. And as you stand in the yellow, the light of the sun is shining on you and directly into your core, and the light of your sun, your ego, wakes up, shining brightly and beautifully, stable, consistent, present. As you stand here on the bridge, you notice the river of life flowing through you. The crystal waters filled with color and light. The sparkling light is revealed as your sun shines off the waters. The river of life of your consciousness. Your higher mind and higher thought. And here, opening into the field of all possibilities as you step into the green and the light of your soul and the light of your heart and the depths of you. And you stand here for a moment, noticing you. Even beyond the ordinary. And here as you stand on the bridge in the place of your soul, and you walk into the blue, the place of your truth, the truth of your soul, your soul's purpose and voice and message in the world, expressing yourself, your sunlight shining through your heart and your voice. And you step further into your consciousness and the color of indigo, the color of your deepest intuitions, your inner guidance, connected to your higher self, your higher consciousness, awake. And you step into the color of violet, here in the place of your beautiful awakened awareness of the divine, and that you and your divine presence is right here. Your divine nature and your human nature are revealed as one. And so you step across the bridge into the most extraordinary place deep inside of you. And you breathe, and you breathe the breath of the earth, and you breathe the breath of creation, all in one breath. You follow along the pathway on the river banks, following the river of life. The animal kingdom is here. Brilliant beings of the light are here. All there is love here. And you realize now the universe is you, and you are the universe. Your divine presence is right here. Your divine nature and human nature are one. You find a place along the riverbanks to sit for a while. You've been here before. The light is shining on the river of life. And the river of life that flows through you, the sparkling light. And here in your higher self, your higher consciousness, your own divine presence, you discover that your human nature is here. The questions you have about your daily life are also here in your divine nature, one consciousness. Your heart and your mind, your personality, your soul, your ego, your spirit, one breath. One self, one light, your light. So you sit on the riverbanks now and you watch the sparkling light on the waters. And you let your mind drift. And you stop to think now and to reflect. And you think about the intentions that you set. You think about your intention map and your vision board. And the things you thought you knew at the beginning of this self-exploration. And you take some time now to listen. Has anything changed? Has anything stayed the same? What are your reflections about your intentions now? Which ones are the ones that have shown up as a priority? So take some time now sitting here at the river and listen. What has changed? What has stayed the same? And write your answers when you feel ready. Now I'd like you to listen for the areas where you need flexibility. And just write that down. The areas where you need flexibility.
How do I get flexibility?
So listen for the areas where you need to be flexible with your intentions. And now, listen for your priorities. And listen deeply into your heart. What are my priorities? Say hey key, say hey key, say hey key. And now imagine again that you're here by the river of life. And you feel guided to stand up and follow the pathway along the river. And you see another pathway going off to the left. And you decide to follow that path. And you realize that you're walking over to the field of all possibilities. And so you come to this beautiful field of possibilities. And you walk into the field, and all the possibilities are like beautiful butterflies flying up around you. And you can see that not all of the possibilities are possibilities that you're going to follow. You come to a beautiful spot here in this field to lie down. And you gaze up into the sky, and a brilliant light descends from way up in the highest heavens and shines directly on you. And you listen now, and you daydream about all the possibilities. And you think of just one possibility now, the first one that grabs your attention. And write that down. Other possibilities that float into your mind and just simply want to be put to paper, even if they seem fantastical. Let yourself write here in the field of all possibilities. And now you stand up and you continue walking through the field, and it guides you along another pathway. And this pathway is leading you to the hall and the gifts of spirit, your gifts. So you walk through the great doors of this hall, and when you walk through the doors, you see abundance of your gifts. And so you take this time now to listen and to write down your gifts, your talents, your capabilities, your skills. And here in this same place of your gifts is your logical mind and your ability to hear. Here in this place where divine solutions reside and your practical solutions reside. And there are some places in your life where you need solutions. And so here in this place of your gifts and talents, the gifts of your spirit, you listen. What are your solutions? What are your resources? So you decide it's time now to begin heading back towards the Bridge of Light. Here in your divine nature, listening for divine answers, listening from your higher self, your divine nature. And so you begin walking back towards the Bridge of Light, and you walk through the great doors of this hall and back through the field of all possibilities. And you watch the beauty as all those possibilities fly up around you. And you feel very strong and sure as you walk back towards the River of Life. And right here is a goblet of the living waters. And you decide to take a long drink. And the river of the living waters flows through you. The primordial waters of creation. The river of life. And you begin thinking about your human nature now. And as you walk along the pathway back towards the Bridge of Light, you think about the intentions that you've set, the changes that have occurred, the flexibility you've needed, how your priorities reveal themselves. And you think about all the field of possibilities that is open for you, the place where solutions reside. Your resources are revealed. And as you walk back towards the Bridge of Light, you begin to think about your actions and all of these concepts of your divine nature revealing in your human nature through your actions and your choices. And so you step onto the Bridge of Light now, and you walk through the beautiful colors, the place of spirit, your wholeness, and the color violet. And the indigo and your intuition and your consciousness. Walking back through the blue of your truth, your inner truth, your outer truth. The truth of your divine nature, the truth of your human nature. And you step into the green and the purpose of your soul, and into the yellow, how your ego can help you walk with you, the purpose of your soul, shining like the light of the sun for manifestation, creation, the field of possibilities right here like seeds inside of you. Solutions beginning to reveal your actions in your ordinary day. And so you continue walking across the bridge and through the color orange and the sweetness of creation, the sweetness of your life. And you step into the red and into the stability of you. And you find yourself again back here in your ordinary day, in this time that is about you in your ordinary day. And you listen now. And here in your human nature, with the resource of your divine nature, you listen for your actions. And take this time now to write down the actions in your next step. And now that you're here in your body and in your mind and your emotions, your physical life, listen for the conscious choices you want to make. Perhaps it's one choice, perhaps it's a few. And write down the conscious choices you will make about your actions and your intentions, your solutions, and your possibilities. And now I want you to stop for a moment and be completely in your body, thinking about this moment, and notice that you're ready to take one next step. There's one thing. And breathe in now and listen. Well, what is the one thing that is your first next step? And now you begin to take deep breaths. And you notice that the bridge of light, bridging your divine nature and your human nature and your awareness, is right here for you. Honcha Ze Shonen, Honcha Ze Shonen, Honcha Ze Shonen. Revealing your divine presence right here in your body. So you bring your awareness back into the room now and back into the one breath, your divine nature revealed in your human nature. Your human nature revealed in your divine nature. Into your body. And you feel the colors of the earth filling your body. The pure red and orange, yellow and green and blue and indigo and violet. Like the gravity of the earth. Treasure house, your body full of color and light, a treasure house for your great beaming light. When you're ready, and you can take as long as you like, you can begin coming back into the room and open your eyes and come back completely.